It is really a privilege to be here today at your wedding day. And just think about those passages about to give thanks to God. And that's really what I want to talk about today. You pick those passages and to give thanks to God. And days like this are days for that. Thanks for having great childhoods. And both of you have had great childhoods. Thanks to have great friends. And both of you have great friends. And they're here today. To have great families. Both of you have great families. And they too are here today. And great parents. And I know there's a bittersweetness to that because your father is not here today. But we give thanks for him and his life. And his memory will not go away. We give thanks today because God has brought you two together. You know what thanks does? Thanks is a very powerful thing. Thanks for each other. Thanks to God for each other. You know, the biggest thing that hurts marriages is when we take each other for granted. When we wake up in the morning and we don't give thanks. When we don't see how precious every single second of life is. Your story, both of your stories, how you met, the difference between the two of you, Greg who smiles and has that just calm demeanor, and Kelly's passion and emotion, creative, who thinks, even as a child, I hear, would think of very interesting, interesting, dramatic ideas. But together, you give thanks. These are precious moments. You give thanks for family here. But now you're going to start giving thanks in the state of being married. Now, giving thanks in that way is a little more complicated than it may look at first. Because a man and a woman, masculinity and femininity coming together, is a pretty intense mystery. You know, I heard it said this weekend that, a woman will know the thoughts of a man, but a man will never totally know the thoughts of a woman. I agree with that. I've been married 27 years, and I'm always amazed at how God made us different. But yet, in that difference, God places a love and joy in our lives where children are born, where relationships are met, where we might together find that companionship, and it lasts a lifetime. So my encouragement for you is a very simple one. Give thanks. When you wake up in the morning, give thanks. When your hair is all over the place and your makeup is not on, and you look at each other and you see like night thing, give thanks. When you've had a really wonderful experience and it can't get any better than this, give thanks. Marriage is for a lifetime. When trials come your way, you could choose to blame someone. And the worst is to blame each other. But if you give thanks, if you see in even the trials how you can grow, but not grow apart, you can grow together. Give thanks. Your passage you picked in Colossians, that was the whole point. Give thanks. And if you give thanks, the power of thanksgiving cannot be easily broken, because it's in thanksgiving that we tie our lives into our relationship with the Lord. We sinners so far away from God have a Savior, and it changed our life where we could give thanks that we were destined for glory. So have that same attitude, but have that attitude with each other. On this, your wedding day, we give thanks.